Jeremy, in the latest survey released by serviceseeking.com.au, it says that Australian traders increased their hourly rate by 1.4% last year.
And that's correct.
And this is basically just at par with the inflation, right? So, which basically means they have not increased their earnings nationally last year. Is this a good news for the traders or bad news?
I think, you know, if you look at us nationally, you know, the CPI year on year for the last quarter was up 1%.
Yeah.
Australian tradies have increased their hourly rates by 1.4%. Yeah, so it's slightly higher than inflation, but not much more. The interesting stuff comes when you sort of have a look at it by industry.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of bad news for those in, you know, those tradies that specialise in building and construction. Nationally, their prices, their charge-out rates fell by almost 5%.
Yep.
Carpenters are charging 3.7% less than they were this time last year. Concreters have dropped their prices, and also landscape gardeners have dropped their prices. But there are some tradesmen around the country that are doing better than they were last year. Electricians are charging more.
Yeah.
Flooring experts have increased their prices by just over 7%. And plasterers and plumbers. So it appears that, you know, it depends on what trade you specialise in, and that'll obviously influence what you can charge.
The slight decline in painting, plastering and landscaping, is it because the trend is to do it yourself? Can you conclude that?
No, I think people still need credible, you know, highly reviewed, you know, licensed businesses to do the work for them. But in certain trades like, you know, plumbing, house painting, you know, there's only a sort of set amount of tradesmen available to service a particular area. And when demand is, you know, greater than supply, those businesses that have the capacity to take on extra work can charge more.
Yep.
So we're just seeing, it's all based on, you know, how much work is going around and how many businesses are available to do it. So, you know, electricians, you know, it's a very complicated trade.
And because they have license as well. Electricians have licenses. So is it because the if you have a license, you can charge more, obviously?
Yeah, that's right. And depending on the area, you know, there might not be that many electricians that can service, you know, the jobs. And, you know, so they can pick and choose, and they often pick the, you know, they try and charge more. And if the customer is happy to pay, you know, then they do those jobs. And so they have pricing power.
Yes, and among the traders surveyed, which are the most in demand?
Look, on serviceseeking.com.au, typically, you know, electricians, house painters and plumbers are the trades that are, you know, the most highly sought after. And, you know, those, and nationally, you know, it's electricians and plumbers that charge the most. I think in, you know, Western Australia, for example, plumbers, you know, their hourly rates are pushing sort of $100 an hour.
Oh,
so
my God,
they're doing very well, but that's not to say that, you know, tradies are all rich. You know, they've got overheads that come out of those hourly rates. You know, they've got to pay for insurance, tools and travel. But, you know, tradesmen are comfortable. 75% of those that we surveyed identified themselves as middle class.
Yep.
So they feel pretty positive, I guess, about their business. And, you know, nationally, the average hourly rate for a tradesman was $61.65. So, you know, they're doing, they're commanding a pretty decent charge out rate. But, you know, these guys are often business owners themselves.
Yep.
So, you know.
Yep. Jeremy, there are many migrants who are coming here with special trade, not trade qualifications. How are they integrating into the local market?
Well, I think just fine. They, you know, we hear, you know, stories. That, I mean, serviceseeking.com.au is a very multicultural platform. You'll find tradesmen from all different backgrounds. There are some first generation, you know, Australians and second and third generation, you know, migrants that have come here. And, you know, they everyone does the right thing. You know, they'll go and get the go and study if they need to do a TAFE course, you know, for example, like concreters, you know, they need to go to TAFE, or alternatively go and get their license. And, you know, it's when you post a job on Service Seeking, you're going to get quotes from people of all different backgrounds. And, you know, it's very multicultural, and I guess that's a reflection of Australian society as well.
Buildings and renovations increase. I suppose this reflects more renovations. Can we conclude that? Is that true? Yep.
Look, I think, you know, there has been in certain parts of Australia a property boom. And I think as people are confident about rising asset prices, they're also more confident to renovate because they think there's going to be return on investment. So, you know, basically that increases the demand for tradesmen. And certain areas, particularly in Sydney, you know, we saw a huge property boom over the last few years and a lot of renovation activity. And less so in states like, you know, Victoria and Queensland, for example, Melbourne and Brisbane, some pockets of, inflationary price pressure on properties and, you know, a lot of extra renovation activity.
Jeremy, is it a good time to be a tradie around this time or in the next few years?
There's never been a better time to be a tradesman, you know, with websites like serviceseeking.com.au, you can get a great supply of work. You can command your own price. You've got the ability, you know, to pick and choose which customers you want. And the tradesmen on serviceseeking are never, out of work. They've always got a constant supply of work. Many of them complain about being too busy, which is a really nice problem for tradesmen to have.
And which industry should they go to?
Electricians, plumbers, painters, landscape gardeners, carpenters, you know, people that pour concrete, these guys all command premium prices. So if you're thinking about becoming a tradesman, you know, those are very popular categories to specialise in.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Jeremy.
Thanks, Ronald.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.